Shalom from Israel, and welcome to the Tree of Life Israel podcast. Today we are on the seventh day of a podcast from Israel, praying for Israel, as part of 21 day of prayer for Israel. My name is Eliel Foss.
And I'm Ariel Hyde.
And today we are, the topic of today is praying for Israelis that are involved in New Age. Okay? This is a very tough topic because maybe many of you don't know, but Israel is full of New Age stuff from south to the north. It's filled with New Age stuff. And I remember as being a young believer, and we would go to a New Age festivals to share the gospel. I remember mobilizing with other believers together. We would just go for a few days to this New Age festival. Some were smaller, some were up to 50,000 Israelis, young people that involved in New Age, crazy stuff that I never seen in my life like that, where young people were exposed on this New Age festivals, meditations and yoga and so much weird stuff were happening on these New Age festivals. And young people in Israel, as soon as they finish army, there is this trend, is like, I'm going to a trip to East. Usually they would go to East, and all this New Age practices, they would just go and try all these New Age practices, Buddhism, Hinduism, and they would just be few months or maybe even years in these areas, and just, you know, they saying we are trying to find ourselves. Okay, that's basically the slogan, the trend today is like they will go to all these East countries to find themselves, and they would just ended up filling themselves with so much darkness and so much evil spirits and all these practices, and they would just come back. And they would just come back and continue practicing here. And everywhere you're going to look, you will find all this alternative healing, New Age, offices, and they just offering, hey, come and you can get healed, you can find peace, you can, very strange. Even on the beach, you have all this Krishna parades that they do. They just would just, especially on the weekends when it's the most busiest time, they would just start walking on the beach when thousands of Israelis are watching them. You know, it looks really weird. Like they just would chant and they would just do, and these ladies in the front, they would just do all these dances, and it looks such a spiritual adultery. Just a spiritual prostitution. And unfortunately, Israel is like many other nations. They just embrace those stuff. And I remember me and my wife, when we would have just some anniversary, would go rent some place in some small town. And one time we ended up being in this town, and we just realized, oh my gosh, there's so much New Age stuff in this town. And there was and one evening when we were walking on a street, and there was a youth center. Yeah. And when we looked in the youth center, just from the outside, there was just big window doors. You would see all these people just laying there and doing meditation in the youth center, which is like insane. And obviously, there is another side to all this New Age stuff, and this is coming mainly from like a rabbinical stuff, and it's like a Kabbalah, which is a Jewish mysticism. Yeah, it's basically worship of famous rabbis. They would just go to graves of famous rabbis, and they would just kind of, it's truly a worship of dead people, famous dead rabbis. And they would just have once a year all this thing that's happening in Miron, which is like burning of fire and candles and so on. And it's just so weird, so unbiblical. And unfortunately, Israel is just full of that, you know, the idol worshiping. You know, they would have these pictures of these famous rabbis on the walls in their houses. And it's very sad to see, personally. But, you know, God has the last word. And I just wanted to share some verses and promises. Yeah. One is from Acts chapter 26. Verse 18, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. You know, we know that Satan imprisoned them. They are right now in a prison of devil under his power and his rulership, but God is stronger, and we can pray that God will set them free from this powers of darkness and Satan to God, and they will be sanctified. And also, you know, this amazing promise in Hosea chapter 14, verse 4-5 and 8. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from him. And I will be like a dew to Israel. He shall blossom like the lily. He shall take root like the trees of Lebanon. O Ephraim, what have I to do with idols? It is I who answered and took and looked after you. I am like evergreen cypress. From me comes your fruit. What an amazing promise that God will cleanse Israel and his people from all this idol worshiping and all these practices that is just forbidden by God. Yeah, yeah. So.
And that he will make them, as he says here, blossom like a lily and take root and bear fruit. You know, that's a beautiful picture. Yeah, praise God. So yeah, we want to share a story of a woman named Karen Lee who had been involved in the New Age for quite some time and believed in all sorts of different things, you know, the reincarnation and all these different philosophies. So then she heard something about Jesus, about Yeshua. And then she kind of was interested for a little bit, and then she could just kind of dropped it for a few years. And then she was at a bat mitzvah, and she heard just somebody just say the name of Yeshua. And that just reminded her of this search that she had begun, and she just dropped for a few years. She said, I have to find out more about him. And what you know, is he the Messiah? Is he the truth? What is he? So she started looking it up online, and she came to our videos and watched some. And then she called us, and she actually ordered some books and the New Testament online. And we sent them to her. And so she read through Matthew and John, and then she started to call. And we had several conversations together. And I remember that those were some of the deepest, most philosophical conversations. You know, a lot of these people in New Age, they really get into these metaphysical things and theological and philosophical. And so I remember several times during the calls just saying, you know, not out loud, but just praying, God, please help me. I've never heard that question before. You know, I had never even thought of that angle before, you know. she asked things like, why was it so long from the time that Adam and Eve were kicked out of the Garden of Eden until the Messiah came? You know, if he's the one who gives the atonement. You know, that's one example. There were a lot of difficult questions. Anyway, so God gave grace and the wisdom, and just step by step, she had her questions answered, and she was reading more in the scriptures and everything. And so at a certain point, at the end of one of the conversations, she just said, you know, I think that that's all my questions. I think it's clear now. Now I want to experience, you know, what is it like, the community of believers. And, you know, those are kind of the two main things for the New Age people. You know, they have this philosophical side and all these deep things, and then they have the spiritual experience side. And so she really wanted to see both from Yeshua's perspective. and so she said, you know what, I want to experience, what is it like, the congregation of believers and everything. So we said, yeah, that's great. Why don't you visit, you know? So we connected her with a congregation right in her area. And so she started going there a few times, and those people just did a great job of just showing her God's love and answering more and talking. And so then on Rosh Hashanah, the what's called the Jewish New Year, or the Feast of Trumpets, as it's called in the scriptures, which is actually, you know, looking forward to the coming of the king, you know, the great final trumpet. On that day, they had a special service in the congregation there, and she came, and that was the day she really decided to receive her king, Jesus, Yeshua, as the Messiah. And from that moment, she actually then wrote the next day, and she just said, you know, I received Yeshua into my life. It was the most important decision I ever made. And so she said, from now on, every message, every meeting, everything, I'm there, I want to grow. And we've been in touch. It's been a couple of years now. She's been growing in the Lord ever since then. You know, praise God.
Well, God's praise working. God. That's amazing. I have some observation that I just see it. You know, especially in the kibbutz, areas. You know, these kibbutzes, you know, they were established, you know, some of them before the birth of State of Israel, before the 1948, and some after. And, you know, they had all this approach, you know, we're going to build Israel. You know, it's very secular, you know, even like some socialist, communist type of mindset. You know, God was not in the picture at all. And so they were trying to build, you know, and they did an amazing job, you know, building Israel, you know, fighting all these wars. And but then, you know, when this whole system of kibbutzim, you know, it's just basically collapsed because, you know, if God was not the center, so how can you build a perfect utopia thing based on human, you know, desires and volunteerism, you know? And then what happened? All these kibbutzes, they said, look, it's not working. You know, it's just not working. We tried, and now we just want to be independent, every family. Like, we don't want to share things together. We just, you know, because some people are more lazy, some people are more diligent, and you know, and but everybody received equal. So it's like this humanism, you know, this type of thinking is just not working without God. You know, the perfect picture of this is Book of Acts. You know, it's the how believers should live their lives, you know, sharing and loving because they know God's love. They know they know humility. They know how to serve. They know because we have our teacher showed us the way how to wash feet of each other. You know, if you want to be great, you serve. So and what I noticed that this vision that they had and these ideas, they suddenly collapsed, and now they left empty. Like, what do they do now? Yeah. Like, what do I do now? I'm empty. Like, my ideas just, it doesn't work. So most of the kibbutzim, I think like 99% of them today is not kibbutz anymore. It's just name, you know, by kibbutz, but it's basically just a small, like a set of, like a town or something, like not even a town, but it's just like a village type of things. And they all individuals, they don't share any more things. And what's happening is that because they kind of lost in a way, like they're looking for vision. I don't, many of them, like especially in kibbutzim, you have so much new age. Yeah. It's just insane. Like, I mean, they so like, all these young people, especially, they so free, like free sex, free everything. Like I see them, I meet them when I go like around the Sea of Galilee, you know, there's, and they have this like Friday night Shabbat kind of Kabbalat Shabbat thing that they like do. And they come and they just, in a way, they worship, yeah? They sing all these songs together, and it sounds like a worship evening, but obviously they worship something else, yeah? They worship like, and so new agey, like it's just all this meditation and all this. And you know, they are hungry for something spiritual, and we need really, and I know personally people like that. Today there are pastors in Israel, young pastors, that they were in those kibbutzim, and they were like, you know, doing like, even with teenagers, they would go to be alone in the desert on other places just to meditate and seek and empty themselves. And of course, it doesn't help, you know, in your life. You just, And then they start searching. And I know many of them getting saved, got saved and getting saved. And I just have a heart for, especially for those secular kibbutzim that are like turning to, that Satan is like, you know, found a stronghold there just because they just open, you know, and just to pray that God will set them free from the powers of Satan to God.
Yeah.
So let's.
Yeah. So maybe we want
some prayer points.
Yeah.
I think they're just not aware. You know, maybe one point that we need to pray is that at the moment they're just not aware there is filthiness, that is sin, that is something evil, that they're opening themselves to all these evil spirits that defile the land, defile their families, defile their children. And one of the points, let's pray that they will receive conviction of how filthy this is.
Yeah, yeah. Also, we want to pray that God will shatter the illusion that they themselves are God, or that everything is God, you know, all these different views coming from the Eastern religions, but that instead that they will have a healthy fear of the true God.
Yeah. Also, to pray that God will send believers. Actually, God has been sending believers to this kibbutzim, especially from the nations. You know, we have so many volunteers that come from nations, born-again believers, and they end up in some kibbutzim, they help, they serve. We can pray for them to have wisdom, how to share the gospel, how to be a witness. And I know that through those witnesses, already some people got saved. And also that, also for Israelis, that we as believers will be effective in how to share, that they can understand this gospel.
Yeah, and we also want to pray that they won't just see Jesus, Yeshua, as just another philosophy or just another teacher, like many of the people in New Age do, but instead that they'll recognize their own sin and their need for him. And they'll see that he alone is the way and the truth and the life. And, you know, especially for the New Age people, this is one of the key points, because it's actually often more difficult for people in the New Age than any other group to recognize their own sin. Because even we mentioned, you know, on day five about Orthodox Jews and how they're trying to achieve their own righteousness. But actually, sometimes it's easier to help the Orthodox Jews to see that they've sinned because they have respect for the laws of God. And when you say, hey, let's look at the Ten Commandments, you know, and we've all been breaking these things, they're more open to it. But New Age people, it's hard to even, for them to even accept anything, you know, like the Bible or the Ten Commandments or anything. They're just kind of so floating in their own philosophies. So we really need to pray for supernatural breakthrough, conviction of sin, so that they'll see that they actually need Yeshua's sacrifice for them.
Yeah, and also that there would be a hunger for truth, yeah, and desire to read God's word, that there is absolute truth, yeah. That there is, you know, that there will be a conviction of that. Wait, what is my life based on? What is the truth that I'm basing my life with? And that they will have a personal encounter with the truth, Yeshua the Messiah.
Yeah, yeah. So let's go ahead and pray. Yeah.
Oh Lord, I just want to ask you, Heavenly Father, pour out your spirit on the kibbutzim, Lord God. All these New Age areas, Lord God. Lord, they open for spiritual things, Lord God. They opened for, they know there is something more to life, Lord God. And Lord, I just want to pray for supernatural revelation, Lord God. Lord God, of Yeshua. Lord, send dreams and visions, Lord God. Send believers, Lord God, to bring to shine your light, to bring your fragrance of Messiah to them. Oh Lord, I pray that you will help believers to have a fruitful conversations, Lord God. Lord, I pray for all this New Age Israelis that involve in New Age, Lord God, these young people that right now in India and some other countries, Lord God, that trying to find the truth, Lord God, I just pray that they will find you, Yeshua. Lord, that they will surrender to you, that they will come back, Lord God, born again already to Israel, Lord God. Oh Lord, those that are here in Israel, Lord God, oh Lord, that thinking that you can be God to yourself, like you can live the way you want to live. And Lord God, they do all these evil practices. Oh Lord, I just pray that you will give them something, emptiness in their hearts, Lord God, that is just not what they are looking for, Lord God. I pray that they will have a hunger, Lord God, to search for truth. Yes, God. And that, Lord, Lord, many of them already need deliverance from demonic, Lord God. So many of them need deliverance from all this power of Satan, Lord God. Oh, Lord, I pray, Lord God, set them free, Lord God. B'shem Yeshua.
Yes, God. And we ask for all those that are engaged in these New Age practices, Lord, that they wouldn't think that it's more enlightened or that it's full of light, but you would give them that supernatural just understanding in their heart. They would know in their conscience, and you would speak to them, and through your word and through believers speaking with them, Lord, that they would see that actually these things are idolatry. Actually, they're inviting evil spirits in through these things. I pray that there would be also a deep conviction of sin, Lord. You said, Yeshua, you said that you would send the Holy Spirit who would bring conviction to the world of sin and judgment and of righteousness. Lord, we ask you to give that conviction so that they will see their need for you, and that they will be willing to really listen to the full gospel message and turn to you, the living God. And we also ask, Lord, your word says in Jeremiah that your people have committed two evils, that they have forsaken you, the fountain of living waters. And they went and they dug wells for themselves, wells that couldn't even contain the water. And we ask you, God, that your people would see that these wells that they're digging, these things, spirituality, these philosophies, these things, that they can't even hold any water. It's just leaving them empty. And I pray that they would see that you are the fountain of living water. Lord, that they would, through the testimony, through the lives, and through the sharing of the gospel of other believers, that they would see fountains of living water, and that is available for them. And they would be thirsty. And that they would drink and be filled with you, Yeshua. Amen. Praise God. Well, we just okay. Praise God. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and you're welcome to get the prayer guide that we have for free on our website of 21 days praying for Israel. You can get it at treeoflifeisrael.org. And also, if you want to continue joining us for the rest of these 21 days, then subscribe on podcast and social media platforms, and you can get it straight into your email by signing up for our newsletter on our website. And feel free to share these podcasts, share the prayer guide, and let's continue praying. And we know and believe that you know, God has promised when two or three are gathered together in his name, he is here in our midst, and he answers. If two of us agree about on earth about anything we ask, it will be done. We're millions of people joining together, agreeing together for the purposes of God. And so it will be done. God will break through as we continue to pray together. So God bless you, and see you next time.